The content that you are about to listen to may contain strong language and mature subjects. Hosted by the world's most lovable group, Scratcher. Listener's discretion is advised.
Cut down.
Yeah, he's from Winnipeg, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I think he was homies with Brace. And I know he dropped like a couple stuff for like
that's right.
Cut early down. Wildcats looper and shit like that. Yeah.
Boom bap shit.
Yeah, he kills it, man.
I remember LJ was saying that. Yeah, he's our he's in our production unit for our Scratcher. Like, he's got a unit. All right, that's cool. Shit. So how you guys doing?
Good, man. Good.
Eat McDonald's, yo.
You did.
All Canadian meal, man.
Oh, it was not an all Canadian meal. That was big.
I
that's like an American meal.
Yeah, it was American.
It's an all genius meal, I think.
That's right.
Trust me, man. It was ill.
That's right.
You got me. What did you get? Big Mac, fish fillet meal.
Uh-huh. Big Mac, and a fish fillet of fish meal.
A fleshlight. What did you slipped the tongue there, man.
Yeah, it was a Big Mac with a fleshlight.
Damn.
That's
Big
that's
Mac.
A different Steve.
That's man. Something. That's a good combo, I guess. No?
Ask Mike, man.
Yeah, Mike, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good, man.
So we have
You guys making fun of me last week.
That's right. We have a special guest tonight, and we have Mike MSA here. How are you doing?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It has been, eh? For you, back in the day.
For me, back in the day.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
What are me?
It's hot down here, man. How are you wearing a toque right now?
Hey.
I'm not wearing a fucking...
You're not wearing long sleeves today.
No, bro. Remember that time? Yeah, it was like 40 degrees Celsius.
Anyways,
which is like 100.
Let's talk about gout. Okay.
This is gout.
Let's talk about gout.
Let's cut the gout.
Wait.
Let's cut the gout.
Yeah.
He just came here.
Cut it gout. Yeah.
So what have you been up to, man? How come you didn't show up?
What's the deal with the wellness center?
Oh. I didn't go to no wellness center, man. You guys are trying.
What? Oh. Okay. You sure?
Well, I'm not going to tell you now.
On the call display, it said wellness center.
Like, get out of here.
It's like, yo, I can't make it today. But yo, big ups to you, though. Like, I mean, for standing up, standing tall.
I don't know what you mean, but okay. Yeah, man, thanks.
Because you don't have gout anymore.
No, I don't have gout.
You don't have
gout. I have lots of supporters I never knew I had until we started this podcast.
Word up. Shouts out to the gout army.
Oh, shit.
They're like, yo, man, those guys give you a hard time. I'm like, yeah, that's okay, man. It's been going on for 25 years.
they feel your pain, bro.
Yeah, man.
You go to GA, right?
What's that?
Gout Anonymous.
Good one.
No, did you? Tell us.
What are the 12 steps?
There's only 9. Okay.
Fuck! It's in our book.
Right.
You put that in your book.
Trust me, man.
Trust me. One chapter specifically catered to Mike's gout and his story about it. So
you know what's funny? But we're gonna have to release this book.
I know. It's gonna be like the bestseller.
Yeah. Weird. Just like random.
How to deal with your friends who are not supportive of your gout problem.
Yeah.
Make fun of you on thousands
it's
of
called
listeners.
Tough love, man.
That's right. And in his chapter on Mike's chapter, it's just all quotes how to like overcome all these negative Yeah, and we got the whiskey.
Shit, man, I can't even talk. I'm full, man.
Yeah?
Can't breathe, no more space.
I think we should not eat before we come out.
Yeah, we shouldn't. I'm not like, I'm just like, fuck.
You have a McChicken and a wrap and a whatever.
So let me just get this straight. So you got Wondercut to pick you up food, and he didn't come. He didn't roll in here with anything. No, you just made him pick it up for you. It's like 1997 all over again.
And he paid for it too. On top of that,
what? That's some Jedi. That's a genius mind trick. Jeez.
Trust me, man.
Trust me.
Yeah, yo, man, it's a straight finesse, man.
That's also explained in another chapter.
Yeah, exactly. How to finesse your friends, man.
How to finesse.
Lord finesse.
All of a sudden, it's become like 48 Laws of Power now. What the hell? Fuck, it's a crazy book. This is going to be a crazy book.
But anyways, no, I got you. Thank you.
I paid last week, but that's okay.
I'm expecting next week.
Yeah.
Like, yo, man, you might stop in at A&W for me or something.
Wow, A&W too. Like, you got high standards, bro.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
$5 drinks. Might as well go to
bar.
I don't know.
Bar.
Hey, so how you guys been doing? Like, what you guys been up to?
fucking boomerang, man.
We just said that?
You put it full circle.
It did.
Yeah, full circle.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing, man? No, I'm just full, man. I can't even talk right now. I'm just fucking full.
So we're going to talk about McDonald's again.
No. Okay, let's talk about the cut-to-cut pass, because we talked about it
last
week.
That's right. Yeah.
Eric was just telling me they're all up.
Yeah, I think now they...
Where can you check it out? Because I want to see. And you guys judge. So did you guys get criteria or like...
Well, Battle Lab has a bunch of judges for this battle. So he's dividing them up in different elimination rounds or different rounds, I guess. So we didn't have our turn yet.
No. I haven't heard much yet. So.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So you're... Oh.
So we don't know yet.
Oh, shit.
We will be
informed. Or maybe we're just the bench... judges,
bench warmers,
bench warmer judges that come in when needed. When one guy's like, you know what, man, there's so many of these fucking videos I have to sit through.
Maybe
so. We're gonna tag in Mike MSN.
yeah, totally.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you guys get that direct message from Antrix?
Yeah, big ups to Antrix, man.
Oh, yeah,
shout out to
big
him.
Up.
He was like saying, he's gonna get us FaZe.
He did,
so he's like, we're gonna try to work on If that happens for real, though, we're going to do a review. And you're going to get plugged, man. So the only thing to do is don't think the other way. Just send it. Send it.
For sure. Just send it over. And Genius, Wondercut, Mike MSA is going to do a routine with the FaZe, and we'll do a bunch of videos.
Yeah. On that note, since we got reviews, Reloop, where you at, man? We'll do the interview on the turntables and the elite. Because, like, we're real turntablists.
That's right.
Not no offense to the others. They do it well, but, like, we break into the underground of the community.
Right, we really break it down. So
we break it down. So Reloop, we got to tag Reloop on this podcast.
For sure, we'll do that right now.
Hell yeah.
Hey. 100%, yeah.
And shouts out to Elon Musk and Tesla. Like, we love driving too. So send us over that, what was that truck?
Tesla X.
Oh, the Cybertruck.
Oh, the Cybertruck. Yeah, I have that on.
Dude, that thing looks crazy. Yeah, like.
It's like bulletproof and shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty... Oh, they did that test, but...
Yeah. Nah, it didn't look well.
But yo, Elon Musk, I know. Elon Musk, you know.
Yeah, what's up? Right. SpaceX, word up.
Just give us a drop.
Yeah.
who else do we got? Who else? What do you guys need, man? Christmas is coming, man. So, like, we got interview.
List them up.
We need some like toy vendors for the kids, man. that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
So all of us pull up in a Tesla and we could just review it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a turntable Tesla.
Wow.
There it is.
There you go. Coined it right here. You heard it first, man.
Trademark.
So it's a Tesla built. When you go inside, push the button. Slide and turntables pop out.
Yeah, and they're full size. This is a full setup. We're not talking about portables. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Aim high.
Up on the roof.
Right.
You have slot, but like, yeah, you have a slot full of any kind of vinyl you want to put on the turntable.
Ooh.
Collabo.
Perfect.
It'll have like a 40 record, kind of like a CD disc player, but it's like all the battle records.
AKA a jukebox.
yeah, but with vinyl. So you pick it.
Actually, you guys, did you guys see that new bump box thing?
Oh, the pager?
The pager.
It looks fresh.
I didn't see that. How does it look?
It looks like the OG pager, but it's got a Bluetooth.
Shouts out to Les.
Yeah, Les. Yeah, yeah.
from Bumpbox. Go check it out.
What a dope idea, man.
It's you guys, a pager.
It looks like a pager you put on your belt.
Yeah.
And then
it's a speaker.
It's a beat, Bluetooth speaker.
Right. So they use it's old Ill, housing man. From beepers, from pagers,
yeah,
and put speakers in it.
That's dope. Man.
That's legit,
how,
man.
How does it sound? Like, is it crazy?
It sounds pretty loud.
Yeah, it sounds pretty. Pretty
let's odd. Let's go. Let's go way back. Who rocked the pager back then?
Oh fuck!
Oh yeah, me, yeah. Me for sure. Paul did too. Yeah.
Eric, were you?
No, I didn't have a pager.
I had a pager, man.
Damn
all
millennials,
day.
They don't know.
I had a Tiger Electronics.
He's a
Karnov.
What's that?
What's Gen X? Gen Z is a. Like the younger generation after millennials. Anyways,
is that what they are?
No, Eric.
So Wonders is a millennial.
No.
I don't think
like
he
later.
Is, man. He's a Gen X.
He's a Gen X.
I think. Gen
and
X.
What are we?
Yo, Gen X is.
No,
like,
I thought he was a Gen
yo,
Y.
Gen Z is like 14.
I don't know, man.
No, no, we're Gen X. He's a Gen Y.
Yo, I'm a Tesla X.
I think. Yeah. Paul's right.
Yeah, because I know my brother is saying like, yeah, we're totally different. But like, anyways, they're the same age.
Yeah.
We're Gen X. He's a Gen Y. Because why?
Is it Gen Y? I don't even know. Like, I don't even know all the terminology.
Yo, kill the noise with that shit.
Anyways,
man.
Okay.
So we were gonna talk about the sponsorships. I mean, the sponsorships. I mean, getting reviews. So if you want us to review any of your products, even if it's not turntables related, just hit us up, man.
Yeah, either gear or even music. If you got an album or a song that you guys want to.
That's what exactly, man.
Right.
If you guys make tracks because we want to push, like we don't have a lot of people doing turntable music. If there is, it's very few, right?
Right. Or it passed our radar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So like if you guys make music or drop songs, why don't you just like send it to.
Yeah, hit us up. Hit us up on IG. Follow us at Scratcher Radio. Or you can hit us up on our Scratcher brand email, scratcherbrand@gmail.com.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool to just drop like a 30-second track and then just give a little feedback. Or
for
like,
sure.
And then just expose these artists that probably never got heard, you know what I mean? So.
For sure, giving you guys an extra platform to reach out there, for sure.
Yeah, and we still do like the recruitment process if you guys are interested. We had a couple of people hit up recently.
Right.
So like Switzerland and Ireland. So if you guys are interested, hit us up on the same email or Scratch Radio as well.
For sure. And then, which goes perfectly with the segue. Like we are going to be interviewing a group from
they got a couple members from Chile, and there's also a member representing Berlin.
Right, and they come from the Cut and Paste family for sure. And this group is called
Modus Operandi.
Word,
hey. Oh shoot, I didn't, like Modus. We got to break down what that means and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister for sure for me, definitely.
I'm just looking at the paper. So they got a track out, or is this an album called Endless? I think that's an LP or an EP. And it has a side A and side B. I think it's about 9 tracks deep. And let me count it. Yeah, 9 tracks deep. So are they jumping on board so we could like...
Yeah, we're going to have them on soon.
Yeah, pretty soon.
It's funny because like our time zones are all different. So some of them are waking up 5 a.m. just to get on this show. So
yeah, big up to those guys,
that's
man.
Amazing.
For sure.
Props.
And who's all in part of this group? So we got Red Mist. DJ Perez, FSO, and Ghost. 1212, welcome to the Scratcher Radio Podcast, and today we are doing it big. We got the boys from Cut and Paste Records,
Modus Operandi, I think.
Good pronunciation.
The wrong?
Modus Operandi.
Am I wrong?
Good, man.
No? Is that right?
Yo, it's all G, man. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about it.
Okay. I thought I messed up.
It's actually a good thing if you do. So
you know what? Like, to tell the truth, man, you guys, like, I couldn't sleep last night because I was like worried that I was gonna mispronounce your guy's name. But anyway,
doesn't matter, man.
But anyways, big ups to what's Darcy's DJ name again?
Darcy D.
Shouts out to Darcy D. He reached out and he sent me your guys' test press and. It's cool. Been on my record, like legit. It's been on my record player, on my turntable, my record player. Who am I? Like I sound like I'm a 7-year-old. It's been on my turntable, like playing on loop, like while I'm doing graphic design or just vibing out. It's so refreshing to hear music like that. Like we haven't had anything like that in a long time, and I think. The culture really needs something like this. It's not just it's turntableist, turntablist and jazz music at its finest. Like, you guys are truly artists, and to me, that's, wow, well done. Like, big ups. Big ups to you guys, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, cool, man. Glad you like it.
Yeah, just break down the whole concept, like how you guys like connected, and because you guys are in different places, right? So like, how did you guys connect? Yeah, yeah. And how did you guys form this album?
So basically, we start composing for the community scratch games for 2018.
Word.
19.
Okay. I'll hold up one second. Community community scratch game. In case people don't know, what is that? So like a lot of I know it's big out there, but like in Canada, some people still know what that is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In my opinion, it's one of the biggest scratch events in the planet, man, in the planet
for
Earth.
For sure.
So basically,
community scratch has been going in Ireland since 2006.
Wow. Yeah,
damn.
And it was started by a crew of guys, but Jimmy Penguin and Deviant and Naive Ted,
right? Also
known as Legends, man.
Yeah,
they're legends to us. They started it because kind of DMC and what was still ITF, I think, back then.
Right.
We just fucked off Ireland altogether and just went, like, we're just not bothered anymore doing battles here. But there was a super strong scene out there. There was like some pretty legendary rivalries, and there's a lot of legendary cutters and battle DJs and DJs in general from Ireland that just weren't getting the love at the time at all.
Right.
So they just went, well, we'll start something up ourselves. And the reference with the name is like the community games is kind of like a thing that happens just at local community games that happens in Ireland. It's just so that everyone can get together and have like three-legged race and egg and spoon race and stuff like that, you know, like family event that everyone can do. That I think that's kind of like a traditional thing in Ireland, you know, so that's what they called it that. And the name just says it all, you know. It's a community scratching vibe, and the games element just keeps it, even though there's a battle and everything, it just keeps it a little, that just that light-hearted edge to take a match of life, bro, you know. It's none of that stuff. You witness some of the best, most original turntablism you could ever hope to see, so highly recommend it. There's a sister event as well called the Community Scratch Barbecue.
I saw videos on YouTube. You guys are on a whole different vibe, man. That shit is like, wow, we don't even have that here, man. It's a different and they like, they're so in tune to the scratch, they love it. It's like you're like at a club playing like fucking top 40 shit, but this, when you, it's kind of like that.
Right.
It's like people are appreciating when they're just cutting. They're like, this is like a hit track.
Right.
But they're just cutting, man. It's just a crazy vibe, man. I'm just like, yo, a lot of people, like, I see a lot of like people appreciate this shit.
Right. Definitely.
Fucking dope, man.
Definitely.
It's a really good vibe at both of those events. And so the game is like a big inspiration. That's probably something that's linked all of us. Everyone just a link for Paste Records in the beginning.
Right. So did that happen this year, the CSG event? Because of COVID, probably not.
Jimmy organized it over streaming.
Okay.
I can actually go back and watch all the sets this year, which is a first. But yeah, it did happen. We just had to do it. It was one of the first like streaming events I attended after the whole lockdown thing started. So it was super good as well. It was like kicked off that whole vibe really well. So,
that's cool.
Anyway, that's like mini scratch games.
Right.
And people like Felipe have been making music, with that tip for a while. Like Felipe, you've been putting stuff out on the Community Scratch podcast before and stuff, haven't you? Like way back in the day.
Yes. I work with Alcalina Recordings with the label of Jimmy Penguin, I think.
Okay.
And
heard of Alcalina?
Alcalina Recordings. Yes.
Alcalina. Yeah. Word.
Yes. This is a label from Jimmy Penguin from Community.
Yes.
And then we speak in tiny chat, and then Diego think I think uh, he he make the contact with the guys, with Saiz and others. So it was, so my idea was is the guys are not like stars, are more like friends, like normal people.
All right.
My impressions was really like DJs like stars.
Okay.
So community scratch game was really like a friendly vibes, like really real scratchers.
That's great. So like basically, the scratch community games birthed a lot of like I don't know, like pretty much birthed you guys. Like got you guys together and to work on music together.
Yeah, I mean the band is start before like. I don't know. We are friends since 10 years, maybe.
Right.
So, but, wow. But yeah, we start composing for this CSG in 2018.
Yes.
But without too much, I don't know, pretension, maybe.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
it was just music for the event, you know.
Right.
And we have some gigs in Germany too, so we compose that music for those gigs, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then the Sai and Darcy came with the idea to make an album, you know. So
yeah,
was dope for us, but I don't know. I think we always think. We like to think bigger, you know. I don't know how to say it
right. Like do it differently.
So,
yeah, your own way.
Yeah,
sure.
So we proposed to Sai and Darcy to make a scratch tool or
okay,
or not a scratch tool is a song library.
Okay.
What is called Phonosophy, and we released it before Endless, you know.
Yeah.
And we compose with Phonosophy. We compose Endless with only using Phonosophy for most of the compositions, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's dope.
Wow.
I don't know if I explained it well, but
No. We get it.
I hope you get the idea.
No, we got you, man.
Cool. Yeah, because it goes to show, like when you listen to those individual tracks, it does sound like that. It's like well thought put into it. So would you say like this is all done by Scratch?
No, mostly.
Okay.
Mostly by the Phonosophy record
that we made
before, but still we wanted to make the record like really improvised. We love scratching. Mm-hmm. We like improvising, you know, and we don't want to keep like things too fixed or too straight.
So we
leave a lot of space to still play and, you know, talk to each other, and maybe if one's giving one idea, the other one is responding, and etc. Mm-hmm. Like just like regular scratching, I don't know, teams.
This
sensation of playing on a band.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
You guys got time to breathe too. Yeah, I can hear that.
I think when you implement that concept that you were just saying, it just becomes more natural, right? It doesn't like it's not robotic. So when you guys go into that, so that feel is definitely dope.
I remember one time when I was recording with Daniel in the Daniel studio, I have to do a bass in a song, and I always repeat the song, like routine, like DMC routine, just do it the same.
Yeah.
But at the end, not feel the track is what's more improvisation with the bass, and then was the official recording.
Okay.
For me, it was a really like a change of mind when I was recording for trying to think about improvisation and not about the feeling of improvisation when you record and not trying to repeat perfectly what you have to do.
It sounds more organic.
Natural feel. Mm-hmm. It's like quantizing hi-hats, but you don't want to quantize. You want to play like a live drummer. You want it off the grid type feel. You know what I mean? Like
there are many mistakes on the record.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That we love that though.
Yes,
I love that.
Definitely.
I love that.
It makes it more human, and we're not exactly not robotic. That's right.
Well, the scratch is a mistake, actually.
It is. That's true.
So what is that noise?
So basically, we're all mistakes. Right?
Yeah, it's more like it's like jazz, like that whole concept of jazz. So,
that's right.
So that's really cool.
Yeah,
exciting to hear from your take on music.
They fused it together. So that's pretty dope.
So Endless has dropped today. Basically, it's just was the drop date today.
No, the eighth.
On the 8th. Oh, it's coming tomorrow. Oh no, just Saturday. So sorry, dude. Like, my day is.
Oh,
yes. So it's coming on the 8th. Okay.
Quarantine time.
you lose track of the days, I think.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, man. Wow.
No, the thing about making it like in a long distance.
Yes.
For the first time, there's too many improvisation. We get together like for 5 days in Germany.
Oh wow.
And in that week, we made like half of the album.
Wow.
And then we keep on working like. Just a little by distance, but then we get together again in Santiago in January for the S Word tour.
Yes.
For the Phonosophy record, and then we get the other half of the record kind of making it. So.
Yeah. Oh wow!
It's just getting together and play, and then produce a little, and we are all making beats and stuff, so we all can. Use Ableton and stuff.
Did you guys document that at all, like video or anything? I'd love to see your guys' process. Please share. Please share. I love watching that stuff.
If you've watched Community Scratch TV from this year, which happened instead of the Community Scratch games, it's up on YouTube, just on Community Scratch Music's website.
Right.
And you can watch this year's event, and it's all on there. You can see the set times on the YouTube channel, so you could go straight to people's. Wow. The modus operandi set. They were all in different places because it was during lockdown when they recorded.
Yeah.
Jeez.
For that, so you see them actually. I don't know. I guess you took it in turns to lay down a track or something, but like. They play as a band through webcams. Like,
so crazy.
That's ill. I gotta check that out.
Most definitely.
And they do really cool videos with it as well. Like
that's
the way
dope.
That they really chop it over.
Really dope.
We got like good communication when we're together, and that's I think it's the main point of why this record like happened. I don't know, but it's because we kind of. When we hang out together, we just can improvise anything, you know, a joke or
anything. Exactly, man.
So that's the way we make music. And for this, for example, anyone had an idea and pass it to the other one and the next one to the next one and just keep flowing.
That's dope.
Yeah, so it's like you guys have to have a certain chemistry between all of you. And you can almost like read each other's minds. It's like, you know what I mean? Like you can just vibe off each other. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah. Just to add on stuff, add ideas, stuff like that.
Yeah, or sometimes just listen, you know, be aware. Just listen that everyone has their own vibrating, you know, I don't know. They don't speak their own voice.
Exactly.
I feel that too, man. Yeah.
That's the first rule in the studio in NMCP studio in Russia. rule number one, listen all players.
That's right. That is
the ticket.
I think that's like a lost thing lately. You know, nobody really listens to each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. You mean like us? I mean, getting together, sharing ideas, and then like adding on to ideas or giving input, mm-hmm. like what you said, is kind of like the key, man. The key to like having... like an album put together, well put together.
Yeah,
that's what I think for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Guys, definitely. It was wicked to see them vibing out because we went, as they said, we went out there for the S Word tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of just to like, partly just do some shows with the Phonosophy record.
Yes.
Also to build up to this to the album. You know, they were still recording it. We actually spent some time in the studio a couple of days just recording all sorts of freestyles down in like a session for a couple of days in the middle of that tour, as well as doing a bunch of like live shows.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Sounds
like it.
And we also, we toured before as well. Back in 2017, the guys came over and we did the Scratch Blast tour around the UK.
Jeez,
sick, sick.
So there's some footage there that Lone Wolf shot, actually. That's early performances by the guys.
Yeah.
Hear them sort of developing their sound. We released a tape of some of those performances, actually.
Okay.
And you can get it on Bandcamp if you want to listen to some like early modern stuff.
What's the Bandcamp address, you know?
Cut and Paste Records.
Cut and Paste.
There you go.
Yeah, they should plug everything, man, right now.
So I'm just curious. I had a question for you guys. Outside of turntablism, what are like your influences for music? Like for the concept of the record, I mean, like, did you guys listen to jazz, or you guys were just kind of like, oh, or let's just freestyle it and do that? Like, I'm just kind of curious what you guys think, or how did you come up with everything?
I think that a common point of the album, it was like a thing of scratch music, like a composition, like partitures or making notation with turntables, using pitch, scales, and other stuff that guys are developing this time.
Okay.
So it was like a context of time that scratch music tried to change or back to the origins, like Gunhole on its hollings for us is inspiration.
Okay.
But I think it's like today turntable is evolving to pitch and scales and more technical traditional music concept. Applied to table, so I think it's like a central stuff for us in the album.
So what you're saying is you're applying concepts like pitch and time and key to turntablism. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's also related with what our reference are. The point in common is that we listened to a lot of music and a lot of black music from the 50s, 60s.
Okay, so,
that's like a main point to get together. Even the aesthetics, you know, we love how the things see, how you see this black and white
stuff. Yeah.
We love that aesthetic and stuff, so that's a main point of us to get to know and each other in this kind of music, and that's why I think it gets so jazzy. That I don't think we want it that way. We just
it just came natural.
It just happened.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely hear the technical side that you're saying, and then the jazz kind of the open vibe to it too. It's really good.
Yeah, and also we are trying to, like Felipe said, like with the loop groups, we are really into the loop groups now in the records, you know.
Yes. So yeah.
We are now we are trying to play with microtones and.
Wow. Sick.
Yeah. We are doing researching on that stuff now, maybe.
Yeah.
There's so many things to learn.
It's endless.
So we're just trying to apply, I don't know, we're trying to make music, and the instrument that we want to manage or manipulate is the turntable, you know, but we want to make music and you know, we want to be a good turntable player.
That's sure. right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good.
What do you guys like? I'm just curious. What do you guys think of like the new turntables, like the Reloop turntable, for example, where you can do pitches and scales and things? Do you guys think you could apply that to future release, or it's just like I don't know,
or it's whack to you?
Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of curious what you guys think of that.
For me, it's cool. I mean, technology is always dope, you know, but. But for me, it's become a keyboard. You know? I like the turntable because it's out of tune, you know?
Right.
And
sure,
that
sure.
make it sound like a turntable. So.
Yeah.
But, and actually, I don't want to take a real turntable everywhere. Play, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So, that's
yeah.
true.
For us, the Vestax is the standard.
Right, right. So yeah.
For us, the Vestax is a standard, and we are trying to learn all the pitches on Vestax. And
yeah, use what you got, stuff, right? You know? Yeah, yeah.
Definitely support Vestax around here. We like it too. It's too bad they're out of business, right?
Yeah. Are you guys like us? Every time when somebody tries to sell a Vestax, we try to buy it right away. Do you guys do that?
Oh yeah.
We compete. Yeah, we competed with each other. It was like, hey, guess what? We don't even tell each other if we saw an ad about a Vestax or anything Vestax. We just try to buy it right away before the other guy goes.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, and then show it to them. Hey, guess what I bought? And it's like, fuck.
Yeah, we love Vestax.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Hey, sorry, off topic, but I do notice you guys have, like, Felipe and then Diego, you guys got some Monsteras in the background. I love those plants.
Yeah.
You guys
Monstera,
are plant heads,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's dope.
It's a baby for my family.
That's not a baby. That's a full grown. That's hitting your roof.
That's massive, yo.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one.
That's dope.
I mean, like, just plug. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and plug, like, what are you guys doing right now? If you could plug your IG or, like, plug
all your social media.
All your social media. Just drop it so when people tune in, they can check you guys out.
Album's dropping on Saturday, on the 8th.
Yeah.
The 8th.
Oh, 808, man.
Yeah.
Like,
endless.
I feel that.
Ah.
Infinity. Infinity loop.
I like that. All right.
Yeah, the guys were like, oh yeah, we want to drop it on that date, and we were just like, oh man, like I don't know how we're gonna like tell the factory to get it done in time, like in our time, like everything in the world at the time. We're just like, so I know there's like a pandemic, but like, can you brush this one? They did it.
That's dope, man. That's really dope. So, like, I mean, because of pandemic, are you planning to tour after this? Like after when things are clear?
I really want to do it, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, I would love to see you guys live. Come to North America when you guys are allowed to.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
Yeah, cool, man.
Yeah.
We wish. I would like to, man. Yeah. We really love.
Yeah.
Maybe.
With some wild stuff, like really, really great gigs. A crazy time as well, because way before this pandemic and everything started, Chile was going through some pretty mad stuff already.
Right.
On a protest and tip for a while against the government. So
has it been dying down? Like, is it still going crazy, or
is it getting worse?
It's getting worse, man.
Yeah.
Getting
worse.
Oh no.
Yeah, man. Oh man.
Yeah.
We have like a
fucking right wings, man.
So fucking crazy, man. Today they kill. Or not today, but last week they killed a Mapuche that they're from the ancestors of this land. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
It's native people from Chile. Yeah.
So here's like still war, you know, they're still fighting, still war, and fucking crime. You know?
Wow, crime. That's sad, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, prayers out to you guys.
Yeah, man. Just keep your head up.
Hope this will pass, and hope you guys, like, keep safe, stay healthy. My God, like, we need you guys, man. We need more music from you guys too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when we can. For the soul. A bit more. We'll set up another. Set up another tour as soon as we can, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be great. Nice.
And hopefully we can, once this pandemic's over, man, maybe we'll be able to fly out down there.
Yeah, we would love to. I would love to check out the community.
We'd love to tour with you guys. How about that? You know?
We'd love to tour
with you guys.
That's the thing.
We'll do a cut and paste scratcher tour, yeah? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, before that, we had Red Mist put out Improvise Wisely.
Love it.
Yo,
it's, I use it.
That's the joint right there, man.
Yeah. I use it.
It
went platinum in Canada.
You
know what I mean? In the turntable.
Hey, Diego, it made platinum. You made platinum out here. Yeah. Your record is on every turntable.
It's like every
even at the school. You'll see it. Yeah, yeah. At the school, the kids are using it. Yeah. They love it.
Fucking Darcy, man.
Yeah. That's fucking Darcy.
That Darcy. Where is that guy right now? Where is that guy?
Yeah. Tell Darcy to stop messaging me on Facebook every day about you guys. I know. I already know that the album is great. Jeez.
Hustler, what can I say?
Yeah, no, it's dope.
He's doing his thing. That's good. Yeah, so you guys have like Instagram and stuff? Like, what? How can people reach out to you guys?
I have my account. It's Red Mist.
Red Mist, okay. How about you, FSO?
I am in Instagram, FSO Modus.
Okay.
All right.
FSO Modus.
Okay.
Perez Mueres.
Okay, okay.
But there if you find one, then you can link to the other.
Yeah, that's true.
No, we'll get all
just
that.
Just go directly to Cut and Paste Records.
Yeah, you just maybe everybody just go to Cut and Paste or Cymatic, and then we'll find you guys.
Yeah, we tag them pretty regularly at the moment on Cut and Paste Records.
That's great, man. We'll definitely we'll definitely repost what you guys got going on. It's dope, man.
We're gonna play the single, which is
Malditos.
Yes, Malditos. We're gonna be playing it right now. There's two ways to play musical pop machine. thank you guys so much for jumping on and sharing what you guys do. You guys are extremely talented dudes. Like, we can't wait to hear more of your stuff. And thank you for sharing what you guys have done. Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Good stuff, guys.
You guys have any tips for the Monsteras? Like, how you guys make it that big?
Ah, the
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, mine is not so big, man.
Oh, no, mine's still smaller than that, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys feed it? Is that some chili, some ingredients that you guys have out there?
Yes. No, it's my girlfriend is really good with plants.
Wow. Yeah. It looks good. Yeah.
I have the turntables just right here, man. Maybe it's
exactly. There you go. You have to.
It's scratching.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's helping it grow. It's so scratching.
It's healthy, right?
Yeah.
It's music.
It is.
Music. It's music.
Right,
it helps.
That's right.